This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark is with us tonight, but he's not sitting in for this segment. JJ here as usual. Thanks for coming in.
No problem, Ian.
But we've got a special guest here, and we've only got three microphones in the studio, so we've got to do a little shuffling. And our special guest tonight is a man who has spent pretty much the entire week in a jail cell here in Keene, New Hampshire, for the horrible, horrible crime of wearing a hat.
Terrible.
And he is with us tonight, Pete Ayer. Jump right up on that microphone nice and close. And
good to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's good to have you back here. It's been too long.
Yeah, it has. I mean, we've been back in the area a little bit now, so I guess it's about time. And unfortunately, I wish it would have been under better circumstances.
Yeah, you and Demo are, you came back here. You're kind of getting, what happened was down in Massachusetts. You're facing some charges. We talked about wiretapping actually last night on the program.
Right.
And mentioned that you guys are facing some charges down there. And they just kind of screwed you around basically at the last hearing that you had.
Right.
And they put it off again. They put off actually having the trials. It was supposed to be a trial for one of you, and they put them both off until February.
Correct.
And so you were kind of hanging out here in Keene for the time being, maybe kind of getting situated and setting up some, putting some roots down so you can kind of make Keene your home base for future Liberty on tours. At least
right.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, we had plans. We were revamping websites, and we had some plans to hopefully get some streams of revenue coming in through some different business ventures, and we hoped, like you said, to make Keene put our roots down here. So.
And now you've been arrested for your first time ever in New Hampshire.
That's right.
Welcome to the club.
I know. So what better way to put some roots down than to get some legal charges going? You got arrested on Monday morning. We talked about it in detail on Monday night's show when you were sitting actually in the courtroom, the district court here in Keene, awaiting a couple of trials that were going to be happening for some other activists.
Right.
And you came in with a hat on your head.
Yeah, I had no intention of being arrested. I went there to support some friends, and I sat down.
So
and
you didn't even think about it? Like, you,
no.
You just wore a hat in because you had it on, right?
Yeah, well, actually, before we went through the security checkpoint outside of the courtroom, I had my hoodie on over my hat as well, and one of the bailiffs asked me to take my hood down. I said, well, I'm cold. And he said, well, you need to take your hood down. And I said, all right.
It was negative 20, by the way, at that
very cold.
It was very cold. And I'm still getting acclimated to the cold, you know, so... Mm-hmm. So I took my hood down, went through the security thing, the wand and whatnot, you know, put my hat on, walked past the dude, walked in the courtroom and sat down. And like, I hadn't even sat down, to my recollection, before this bailiff told me I couldn't wear my hat. And, you know, to me, I was like, dude, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm just sitting here quietly and I want to stay warm. That was it.
And he approaches you and then actually grabs for the hat.
Right.
You kind of jump back a little bit. And, hey, wait, that's my private property.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if I were out on the street, you know, and some random dude came up to me and tried to take my hat and then his friends jumped me, you know, I mean, no one would think I would be in the wrong for saying these guys violated my rights, but because they have a badge.
Yeah, a lot of people are, I mean, I don't know how many, but inevitably the critics have come out,
sure,
the haters have come out, and they've, you know, all these free staters, they, you know, they just don't respect authority and blah, blah, blah. You know, why can't you find a real issue? Why do you have to make stands
right.
on these
I mean,
things?
The way I explained it to the guys, you know, that transported me or carried me, I said, look, you guys are enforcing arbitrary man-made legislation, and if that conflicts with natural rights or natural law, then I think you need to go with the former, or with the latter, excuse me, and side with that rather than this arbitrary legislation. And you know, I would get mixed responses from the folks that engage, but...
Why do you have to be so obstinate, Pete? Why can't you just, you know, go along to get along? Take the hat off already.
I mean, admittedly, I'll be the first to admit that the hat is not a big issue. It's the fact that someone is telling me, who is not harming anybody, that what I can and can't do with my person. And that's the issue. And if we let this go today, then at what point do you say no? At what point do you say not no more?
Well, Pete, from the video, it kind of looked like the police officer who arrested you was kind of a little over the top in his response to the... What do you think about that? That took place.
I felt that way as well. I mean, I just half an hour ago at the Keene Activist Center watched the video for the first time. And, mm-hmm. you know, I appreciate everybody who's taken video and who's followed up with this. Much love to everybody. I mean, it means a lot. And it really, I hope, for me, you know, it reinforces why it is that we do this. And I hope it motivates other people to stand up for what they know is right as well. But, yeah, I was surprised. Like, all I knew was I was sitting down, and then the dude was talking to me, and I said, hey, dude, I'm not hurting anybody or whatever. It's my property. And then next thing I knew, I was on the ground, and, like, dudes were kneeling on me or leaning on me. And
did they ask you to leave at all?
No.
They just basically accosted you.
Right.
The bailiff demanded that he take his hat off. There was some back and forth between him and the bailiff, and then the police prosecutor, who's actually a police officer who doubles as basically he's a glorified plea bargain taker. It's very rare that you'll actually see him asking any questions in a case or anything like that. But then he just swings around and basically says, you're under arrest. I mean, this wasn't exactly what he said, but he just grabs you.
Yeah, one thing I remembered as I watched the video, I purposely did, was I kept my hands in my hoodie, so I was clearly non-threatening. I wasn't, you know, doing anything, and my hands, if you watch the video, were in their hoodie. I wasn't acting in an aggressive manner at all. So I that's why my first response when I realized what was going on when I was on the floor was, you know, something to the effect of, do you think this level of force is justified? You know, I mean, because I felt like, wow, this was over nothing.
They really used a lot of force. Yeah. I mean, not only did they throw you to the floor, and of course, you were also being non-cooperative, so that was a factor, too, as to why you were on the floor. They wanted you to get up. You weren't assisting them in their kidnapping of you. But there's another cop in the same room, and he comes to assist his buddy. This cop was in a gray shirt.
Yep, Griffin.
Griffin.
And I remember they carried me into that room behind
before the, they carried you out. He put his, it appears that he put his knee on your head. That's what I saw in the video. Is that what actually happened?
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yes.
Yeah, and you are on the ground. They flip you over. Again, you're being totally passive. Mm-hmm. You're not fighting them or anything. Normally you would expect if they're going to put a knee on someone's head that they're trying to keep someone down from like jumping up and attacking them or something like that. And they were triple teaming you basically for no reason.
Right. It was so excessive. And then they roughly carried me into that other room, and you know, I remember I looked up and I noticed you could see his name on his right breast there, and I said, Officer Griffin, do you really think that level of force was justified? Like, who did I hurt? You know, and I imagine
he completely ignored you.
Right. Well, actually, he paused briefly, and I thought like maybe he actually thought about it, but then I kept asking them on the way down when they carried me down the back staircase out the front door. They said, oh, well, be careful so we don't get dropped in your head or something to that effect. And I said, look, guys, why, if there's even a risk that I may get dropped in my head, then why don't we take the elevator? What have I done to deserve this risk? You know, like,
you've been disobedient. I mean, that's what you did. I mean, that's the real crime here, is that you didn't, A, respect their system by doing what they told you as far as what they consider the decor of the court.
Right.
You didn't bow down when they demanded you to, and that's really ultimately what a lot of the so-called crimes in this country are, is it's punishment for people who disobey, and that's what you did.
Right, and that's what I try to emphasize. The officer who transported me, I don't remember, I think his first name was Chris, I don't remember his last name, but I had a conversation with him, and I essentially asked him, do you think the level of force that just happened to me is justified for my actions or what I'm alleged to have done? And he said, yes. And then I asked him, well, what if your orders were to be, and I asked him why, and he said, because that's what I'm ordered to do. And I said, well, what if you're ordered to shoot somebody who doesn't take a hat off? And he laughed, and he said, I wouldn't do that, you know? And I said, well, at what point between what you think is justified today and that point that you use deadly force against somebody for doing a non-violent, non-victim action, would you say no? And he couldn't answer me.
Yeah, when I was getting carted out to the jail by one of the people that arrested me, when I stood in front of a police car as they tried to kidnap a young lady for enjoying a beer out in the park, the guy that was so seething angry, you know, red in the face, he did not want to speak a word to me. I was asked, trying to have a conversation with him in the car on the way to the jail, and he just wasn't even interested in doing it. He cranks up the music and just like he didn't even want to address
to face
issues.
That to face his guilt or his shame.
Yeah, the officer did that in Greenfield when we were getting transported last year as well.
And these people should be ashamed,
right?
That's what I was asking. The guy that actually assaulted you first, not first, I guess it was the bailiff, but the cop that then grabbed you and, like, kind of threw you to the ground.
Right.
He's, again, the police prosecutor. I was like, is this what you got into the business for?
Right.
Is this what you became a police officer for?
Are you happy to cash your paychecks for doing this kind of stuff?
Can you stick with us for one more second and talk about what it was like in jail and all
that?
We'll come back with more with Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com. He's here with us. Maybe if you want to sneak a phone call in, ask him a question, feel free. 800-259-9231. More with Pete Ayer and your calls about whatever you want. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
JJ.
And Pete.
Yep, special guest here on the third mic. Pete Ayer is with us from LibertyOnTour.com. Fresh out of jail. Probably no more than about 4 or so hours here at this point. I had the privilege of being able to come and pick you up, which is unusual because I've been told that if I come on the jail property, I'll be trespassing. So I had to actually get special permission to come out. And you actually got to meet the jail superintendent.
Yeah, I actually spoke with him. I was arrested Monday morning. I was brought into the booking cell, and all my clothes were, like, my outer layers of clothes were taken from me, gym shorts and a T-shirt. And then I saw him that day, but he didn't talk to me. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, he talked to me at least twice, Tuesday and
really?
A few times Wednesday.
Yeah, what's he talking to you about? Just trying to get you to process? Because that's the reason why we didn't mention this.
Right.
The reason why they were holding you was because you weren't giving them any information voluntarily. They ascertained what your name was eventually, but they didn't get it from you, and they didn't get any further information from you. So because you weren't cooperating with them, they basically held you in a jail
cell.
That's
correct.
And it would have been until further notice, basically.
Right. The way I justified it to them, and the way, at least to myself, was I said, look, like, I didn't hurt anybody on Monday, and I was a victim, and you guys were the aggressors. And for you guys, here, the correction officers, to just to put me in a cage without, absentmindedly, without questioning why I'm being put in a cage, and then demanding my private information, my photographs, fingerprints, you know, place of birth, social security number, all sorts of stuff, then that further victimized me. It only compounds and exacerbates it. So, like, why am I, as a victim, supposedly forced to give up my privacy? It just didn't make sense to me. So I sat there, and then after 24 hours, they moved me. Meanwhile,
you sat in a very cold looking
cell. Yeah, I learned, and this is, again, I learned this from Adema when he was unfortunately arrested out in Vegas last year with Liberty on tour. He said he was so cold at one point that he used toilet paper wrapped around him to stay warm, and I was so cold, like, I put a bunch of layers under my socks, and I put a layer on my legs, and I had to sleep with my shirt over my knees and my head and my shirt so I could use my hot breath to warm me up. And it was like I'd sleep for like half an hour at a time, and I made
sure.
You were
sitting up sleeping?
Yeah, I mean, I had slept on my side. I tried to have as little surface area touching the floor, the ground as possible, and I tried to be in a place where I could see, like, the correction officers, so I wouldn't be out of sight, out of mind, so they could see just what their actions were doing to somebody. And I even had one correction officer come up, and I explained the incident, and without my prompting or using this phrase, she said, yeah, it's a victimless crime. And I said, you know, again, I made the reference, like, well, if the man-made legislation differs, you know, from natural law or whatever, then it should be ignored, and you should favor the latter.
And they were basically trying to freeze you out into giving the information.
Right, exactly.
Right? I mean, they keep telling you, hey, just give, you know, process, and we'll let you out.
Yeah, and they told me if I gave them information, they'd, like, bring me a mattress and blankets and this and that. Yeah. And then 24 hours went by, and they said it's their policy to move you to the facility. So they moved me to segregation, where I was in a cell for 23 hours a day. And the hour out I had, I was fortunate to talk to my friend Lance, who's an attorney, and he was essentially my eyes and ears for what was going on the outside. And, you know, the superintendent Rick and some of his other colleagues would come by from time to time and try to get me to comply, and I gave them the same rationale that I already explained. But
people are going to want to know why now did you decide?
Right. Yeah, at the end of the day, I just figured, like, I figured my point was made. I thought, like, I was going to go in there, and I'm going to make it 2 days, you know, without eating. I made it like three and a half or so, I mean, by the time I got processed. But I just wanted to make a point that I'm not just going to jump through their hoops because they tell me that I have to. And if I felt like, I mean, it's a prisoner's dilemma. Economists will know that. But if everybody were to say no and stand up, then there's no way they could do this to us.
Oh, you're totally right about that. I mean, the system exists in its current form because of the mass obedience.
Right.
That people will just do whatever it is they're suggested or told to do and go along with the program and, you know, go along
to plea bargain. It's based on the idea that people are going to capitulate right from the beginning.
Right, and the superintendent himself, in my cell, he even asked one of his officers who was with him, hey, give us some time. And it reminded me of that scene from, like, The Matrix when the agent asked his buddy to leave the room so he can, like, you know, get up close and personal. And he said, give me some time. It was captain or whatever. Sure thing, boss. And then, so he's telling me, like, oh, I should just take this deal. And I'm explaining it to him. And he admitted to me, I said, do you think the level of force that's been used against me is just? And he said, no. And so I'm like, well, then make a phone call. You know, how can you let this happen?
It's unfortunate. I mean, you're talking about a guy who, he's a mixed bag, right? I mean, he's running a facility in which he has to keep some bad guys and a whole lot of people that aren't bad, like drug prisoners, basically. He'll tell you that a significant percentage of his prison population is, or his jail population, are in there for things that, you know, you should not go to jail for.
Victimless crimes.
Yeah, he's a leech speaker.
That's right. He works with law enforcement against prohibition, and right. folks can learn more about them at leap.cc. So on one hand, you've got this guy that, like, gets it. I mean, he understands that the war on drugs is insane. On the other hand, he's going to lose his job if he all of a sudden turns the gate open and lets all of his his prisoners out.
Right.
So he speaks out against what he does.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a difficult position
to be in.
It
definitely seems like he has a conflict of interest there.
I mean, I did appreciate it. A couple times you try to share, like, this is the what is. If you do this, we're going to do that kind of thing. But I also got conflicting information because one of the officers at one point told me that, like, when Adamo was brought in, when he was arrested, I was being brought out of the booking area. And so one of the officers later told me that Adamo was going through processing and he was going to get out that day. So, you know,
they lie all the time. You can't trust anything that jail guards tell you. They'll say they're going to get you something. You say you need something like toilet paper. They'll say they're going to get it for you. And then hours later, they never show up again and the shift change. And then you've got to get the next bureaucrat's attention.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, in addition to me just like feeling like, all right, I've made my point on this issue right for now, I also felt like I could have a bigger impact on the outside, and like,
especially because you've got a guy now on the inside, your business partner, and your Liberty on Tour partner, Adam, or Adamo, rather. He is there now for 60 days. He's been sentenced for so-called contempt of court. You actually have yet to even been arraigned on the supposed disorderly conduct.
Correct. Yeah, so what happened today, I processed, and you know, I was told that after my fingerprints ran through the system, they were going to be deleted, and like, I don't know what happened,
right?
And then they, like, have all these other conditions.
Yeah, right.
Like, as they show up, they say, I have to pay the bail commissioner $40. I don't have any money. I'm not paying you that. I didn't agree to that. So he didn't get paid. And then they have another condition that I have to go to King Police Department and go through their processing there. And I asked everybody who ordered that, and no one could give me an answer. But yet I went because if I don't go, I have a warrant, and they have all these other charges.
Where can people find out more info about this stuff?
Yeah, go to freekeen.com or libertyontour.com.
CopBlock's been pretty good on
it, too. CopBlock has been good as well.
They've been on the ball. CopBlock.org. Freekeen.com has posted a lot of the video footage as well. But, you know, one of the parts I wanted to focus on was after you got out, we made a phone call to port 411, which is this messaging system here, and said, hey, Pete's out. We're going to go and get some dinner, I guess, from like 4 o'clock, basically, set a time. It was about an hour
or
so out.
Yeah, an hour heads up, and a bunch of folks showed up. And a lot of
I counted at least 16 people.
Yeah, and a random guy from, that was biking by came, and he said, hey, thanks, man. And I was like, yeah, dude. And I said, everybody here is doing good work, man, and we all got to work together.
How many times, now you've been arrested a couple times, two, three times outside of New Hampshire. How many times have you had a group of a dozen or so people show up to meet you after you
nowhere. Yeah. Well, Mississippi, we had some folks show up, but it didn't happen.
Those people drove from states away, though, Mississippi.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, the community here is amazing.
Isn't
it? Just to see, like, what's been going on here, and then some of the folks, elsewhere that have been helping us out, really appreciate it.
If anything comes out of this that's really positive, it'll be that what has happened to you in a demo will hopefully encourage other people to get their butts in gear and get up here.
Yep, and we're going to use every tactic available to hold them accountable. So
I'm looking forward to it, and I know you're going to keep us in the loop, right?
Yep, must have.
Fantastic, Pete. I know you've got a lot to do. Yeah. Thanks for coming in tonight. LibertyOnTour.com, that's Pete's website. CopBlock.org, great place to get the latest info. Plus, FreeKeen.com will be following the story as well. Of course, we'll tell you more about it as it develops here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And, again, freetalklive.com features are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites. We give them away. So enjoy stuff like our archives, where if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just download it. So I guess we didn't really promote that Pete was going to be here at the top of the show because we didn't know. I knew he was going to show up at some point tonight. And so some people got the news a little late. They weren't listening live. Tisk, tisk. And so they missed the interview. So if you missed Pete Air, you can just download it later on tonight at freetalklive.com. And, of course, inevitably we're going to have him back on. I mean, he's now in the area. He's out of jail, so I'm sure we'll have him back. Maybe we'll have him in to do a full night's co-hosting with us because the guy's great. LibertyOnTour.com is his site. And, by the way, again, freetalklive.com, the archives go all the way back to late 2006, so keep that in mind, and they're all totally free. By the way, the Free State Project, I think, deserves a mention here. We talked about Pete and how he got out of jail today, and, of course, there's been help from all around the country to raise awareness about what's going on with Pete, to promote the issue to the media, to promote the issue to the Liberty community as well, to spread the word, and also to kind of flood the bureaucrats that are responsible for his imprisoning, flood them with phone calls and emails and communications from people who want to let them know they are concerned about their friend and what has been done to him. There's been a huge outpouring of support. A lot of people have been paying attention and still are, because Zademo is still in jail and will be for another couple months. unless they decide to let him out early. Things could change. We'll see, and we'll certainly let you know. But people are around the country supporting Pete and Adamo, and I think that's awesome. But what would be better is if a number of those folks, if they're planning on moving to New Hampshire, move up your plans. If it's at all possible to get here sooner rather than later, do it. If you never considered moving to New Hampshire before, maybe you're considering it now, because the Free State Project is the way to go. If you want to achieve liberty in your lifetime, it makes sense to be around other like-minded people. People who get the ideas of freedom and who have actually are so dedicated to them that they actually picked up their lives, as we did, the three of us on this program, and move here to New Hampshire and get active here.
Certainly, there's a lot you can do. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to go and get arrested or anything like that. There's a lot of support roles that are definitely needed to be filled. If you're good at making videos, if you're good at writing speeches or making posts on the internet or going and talking on forums that you've been on for years.
Or even running
letters to, letters to editors are huge. And I think that the creation of media is you know, quite honestly, I think it's probably the most effective activism that one can do. And there's also stuff in the political arena that's going on, too.
Yeah. So go and learn more at freestateproject.org. And get on board with this project, because already hundreds of people have made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And over 10,600 people are currently pledged to make the move. And so if you think it's exciting, you know, on the outside looking in to see what's going on here, imagine being here with your boots on the ground and being able to get out there and do...
Being a part of this community. Yeah. I mean, just that alone is life-changing. Being around people that you can agree with, that you don't have to talk about the government or your... discrepancies with the conventional way of thinking. You don't have to worry about all those sorts of hang-ups between relationships with friends that you have back home, because here it's a lot more fun and easy to be a part of the community when you can just be yourself and you're just widely accepted for who you are.
Yeah, and it's like a group of people that you've never known, but you feel like you have, because you connect on a certain level that it really makes for easy friendships. It's like a group of people that are basically waiting to get to know you.
That's right.
And it's awesome. Of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this summer. We'll tell you more about that as the days go by. But that's always a great chance to come out and meet up with people like Pete and Adam, or Adamo, rather. I need to get used to that still. But anyway, libertyontour.com, their website. We'll keep you in the loop with what's going on with them. But there's a lot going on elsewhere in the world. And J.J., you were going to tell us about it, because we haven't actually discussed these international issues on the program yet.
Well, the Middle East is ripe for revolution. I have a blog here from Forbes.com that kind of highlights a lot of what's going on, and we're going to start with Tunisia. And this blog, in Tunisia, cyber war precedes revolution. On Friday, January 14th, 2011, after almost 30 days of increasingly violent protests and government efforts to quell them, the president of Tunisia, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, who has been in power for 23 years, fled the country.
Wow.
The prime minister...
Been in power for 22 years. That always lets you know that you've got a real benevolent dictator on your hands.
Well, he lost his grip. The prime minister, Mohamed Ghannouchi, assumed control of the government and declared a state of emergency. The Jasmine Revolution has begun and immediately made history as Tunisia became the first nation in the Arab world to have its leader removed through a popular uprising of its citizens, or more precisely, the Netizens, thanks to Tunisia's modern communications infrastructure, pervasive internet access, and a completely digitalized mobile phone network.
So they're saying that communication is what made this possible?
That's right. A lot of the Twitters, Facebook-type applications, social networking made the ability to coordinate... boots on the ground, if you will, or street action, mm-hmm. and a lot of the gathering and spreading of the information. Ben Ali's repressive regime.
Well, also, this was to some extent started by the WikiLeaks that came out. So,
definitely, yeah. WikiLeaks definitely had a part to play.
They were involved. I can't remember what it was.
They had a leak regarding Tunisia.
Regarding Tunisia. That's all I know. I mean, I read something about it and don't know. Now, what are they claiming? It's the first revolution in the Middle East. What? Because, I mean, if a popular uprising to replace a popular leader, I would have thought that the Iranians overthrowing the Shah would have counted as that.
But the Shah, I don't think was as much a popular uprising as much as a CIA-led uprising. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, Shah was put in by the CIA. He wasn't taken out by the CIA.
Well, I'm sure he was. The CIA had something to do with him being taken out, at least propaganda, spreading dissent.
creating. I don't think so. That when they kicked the Shah out, that's when they to kidnap the Americans. The students held the Americans for hostage for.
Okay, I think we're talking about two different dates.
Okay,
I think what I'm talking about is when they replaced the Shah.
I don't know. I was a child when it all happened. So
and
I
then
have
they,
to do more
they nationalized the oil fields after that happened. Because prior to the U.S. involvement with the CAA, the oil fields were not nationalized, so to speak. And mm-hmm. so the people didn't get as much of the money from the oil revenue sales. But, I can't, offer a complete validity to this article. I'm just reading parts of it here. The repressive regime against journalists dates back a long time, but the spark for this revolution was self-immolation of a street vendor named Mohammed Bouazizi on December 17th. So this guy set
himself
on fire.
That doesn't happen too often.
Because he couldn't get enough people to buy his food and buy his products. He's a street vendor.
Wow.
And the poverty was such that he couldn't do any sales. He couldn't put food on his table, or so to speak, or whatever he needed, because people weren't there buying his food because they couldn't afford to buy food. The food prices had shot up more than 70%.
Wow.
And the people had enough.
If you set yourself on fire, you've had enough.
No kidding.
I can't even imagine what somebody's thinking to do that. I mean, that's a pretty upset dude.
And you're saying that sparked everything else?
Yeah, basically, there's a great article about events in Tunisia wherein Ethan Zuckerman describes what happened next. Bouazizi's suicide struck a chord with the other frustrated Tunisians. Thousands took to the streets in Sidi Bouazid to protest widespread unemployment, government corruption, and lack of opportunity. Another frustrated youth in Sidi Bouazid, Lachine Najai, killed himself by climbing an electrical pylon and crying out, "No mercy for no unemployment," or whatever, that's the rough translation of his speech, before grasping the high-voltage line. The Tunisian government responded by sending baton and tear gas-wielding reinforcements to the city and by promising future economic development projects. But riots have spread from Sidi Bouazid across the country, and the government has responded by closing high schools, university, arresting those they perceive as ringleaders, and imposing a curfew. And basically, it went on the.
So this all happened now. This all happened after the president or the dictator decided to leave, or just
no? This
before?
Was leading up to it.
Okay.
Okay, leading up to the dictator deciding to leave. There was a lot of people who committed suicide and did things to bring attention to their plight.
And then they came in, or the police come in with their truncheons, they start cracking heads, they promise economic opportunities. We're going to give you some opportunities after we beat you. And then we'll continue the story here in a few moments at 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the features on the site and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. Everything from web banners to printable flyers. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and help us get this show into more ears. Of course, we've got a bunch of archives on the site as well, and those are all for free, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can get .anything over there at HostGator.freetalklive.com. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and more than 4,500 different templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com can host you. They've got a 99% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, one-click script installs at HostGator.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about what's going on over in the Middle East, Northern Africa, Tunisia, we're focusing on right now, where, according to you, JJ, they have actually ousted the dictator, basically overthrown their government there.
Yes, the dictator left the country on the 14th of January. And we're kind of leading up to that right now, talking about the street vendor who was apparently...
He immolated himself.
Yeah, he immolated himself to make a point. Yes.
Why would you say that, immolated himself?
It's a great word, man.
It's fun.
It is a great word.
You say it once so that
we don't get to use it that often, okay?
I appreciate you explaining what it is, though. That's useful. So we're going to continue the story here in a moment, but we've actually got Michelle on the line with some comments listening in New Hampshire. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there.
So I heard JJ mention Iran there, and then you said that you were talking about Northern Africa, too, so I'm assuming we're including Egypt and the Middle East. And I just heard from the kid's cousin today about several of her friends who were are being jailed on account of the protests. And, you know, these kids are, like, between 18 and 22, and it's not quite the same conditions as Cheshire County Correctional Facility.
No, certainly not. Jail in the Middle East cannot be a good time.
That doesn't seem like it'd be a lot of fun.
Where is this located, Michelle? Where are they located?
In Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in Cairo.
Well, there's a whole other revolution going on in Egypt.
Yes, we haven't gotten to Egypt yet, but Tunisia was the start, and Egypt is also...
I just thought you were doing, like, the general, the Middle East, and since I got put on the air then...
that's fine, Michelle.
You know, mentioned or whatever, but so you said something about a man setting himself on fire and the mutilation. I heard about that on the... I was just on the phone, and something that I could never explain to people after visiting Egypt some years ago was the desperation that the people have there because of their incredible poverty that has come about since the country was nationalized back in the 50s. And to give you an example of how desperate they are, they'll take their children when they're born and turn their hands up toward, like, their armpit or behind their back to make their arm grow deformed, or they'll poke out their own eyes or sever their own limbs to become more effective beggars.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's shocking. And of course, when you look at some of the reasons why poverty is so awful in these places, it's because of the government. Because what was pointed out about this guy that set himself on fire, he was also having trouble. Not only was he having trouble selling things, but he was also having trouble dealing with getting permits, or the government people coming down on him for permits and things like that. And in a lot of places out there, it's very, very difficult to start your own business. They do not make that easy.
You know, I'll let you know as I hear things from Yasmin, but I know that the whole family has left their homes that in the last few days, and they're in Switzerland or France. They've left Egypt, which is their main home.
Thanks for the call tonight, Michelle. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I'd get out of those places, too, if that's what, if it was going down.
So, JJ, you were saying that this guy sets himself on fire. Another guy climbs up a electrical pole and grabs onto electrical wires, kills himself. A couple suicides really started to whip people up.
Yeah, so the whole pressure is building, the tension. And besides the physical protests and demonstrations, many Tunisians used social media to vent their outrage, which prompted an increase in an already repressive government censorship program run by the state's one ISP, the Tunisian Internet Agency.
Oh, God.
Enter Anonymous. basically, this Internet Agency was modifying web pages on the fly to steal usernames and passwords for such sites as Facebook, Google, and Yahoo, deleting or compromising accounts, and even using information to locate bloggers in their network of contacts.
So desperately trying to use the other side of the technology sword to shut down
the
communication.
And then enter Anonymous, fresh off their DDoS attacks on behalf of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Their new targets were Tunisian government websites belonging to the president, the prime minister, and other official sites. Quoted,
these are denial of service attacks on DDoS.
This is the cyber war part of this, right?
This is a warning to the Tunisian government, Anonymous stated. Any organization involved in the censorship will be targeted and will not be released until Tunisian government hears the claim for freedom to its people. And on January 6, Al Jazeera published an excellent report entitled Tunisia's Bitter Cyber War that documents the government's use of spear phishing and other hacking tactics to identify and silence dissidents and journalists. It's included hacking and deleting information in Gmail accounts and private Facebook accounts.
It's desperate.
Twitter was used a lot.
Hold on one moment. It really, that speaks to the effectiveness of these methods, right? I mean, these internet technologies that are completely free to the end user that so many people utilize. Facebook is the second most popular website in the world after Google. It really speaks to the fact that these governments are threatened big time by the idea of people being able to transfer information. I mean, that you go back to the Nazi Germany. You look at the White Rose Society, if you're familiar with that. It was a group of people that were publishing things that they weren't supposed to publish.
Yeah, just little pamphlets speaking out against the Nazis.
Yeah, that's right. And they ended up being put to death and being caught for that. But the point being, that's how it was back then, when all you had was basically the printing press. And now you have this ability to connect with so many people instantaneously and transfer information. The grips that these government people have on their societies are very tenuous at this point.
And I think one thing that this article highlights that's really important to point out is that the multiple layers of protests that can occur now with the internet media and sort of the social networking aspects of society, in that people can, without a gun, without all these weapons of mass destruction and tanks, they can still immobilize government agencies by attacking their computer systems and just blocking anyone from being able to use that system. But of course, the government, like all governments, decided to crack down with what it does best, and that's violence.
That's right. That's another, the only tool they have.
Another article here from basically a report by the Amnesty International states that the Tunisian government has used brutal methods to quell anti-government protests. Amnesty International's Middle East North Africa Program Deputy Director, what a long title that is, Hassabi Haji, I'm not going to try to pronounce the rest of his name, says Tunisian doctors have found bullet wounds that show some protesters were shot from behind. The evidence we have, okay, this is terribly written, but I'm going to try to read it. The evidence we have show that people were killed by single shots to the chest or the head, sometimes at the back of the neck, showing clearly that the people were not presenting a threat, and this evidence suggests deliberate intent to kill.
The research, you know, if there was a question before as to what government really is, they're certainly tipping their hand in this instance.
Well, you know,
this is Tunisia, and so
this is what you're doing is, you know, you're looking at government as, you know, an atheist looks at religion, as opposed to how people look at governments, which and look at their own religions. All Christians believe that all the other religions in the world are silly. Oh, yeah, people believe Zeus threw lightning bolts. They think that's silly. But they think their own government, on the other hand, has the workings of God in it. So, you know, these, you know, people have a difficult time looking at their government as an institution of force and violence, when in fact that's really all the government has to enforce its rules.
Well, and when it comes down to it, that's when they show their hand. I mean, when they feel threatened enough. You know, there is a lot of window dressing on their violence. They've got their court system, and they've got these, you know, their aura of legitimacy that they can cloak their violence in. But as the tensions ramp up toward possible change, real change, that's when they get desperate.
Amnesty says some protesters acted violently, but the security response was disproportionate. It says tear gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition were used widely, and people were tortured in police custody.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. More coming up on the revolutions in the Middle East. It's not just Tunisia. Also, there's a story out of Egypt as well. And, of course, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about anything. 800-259-9231. Hour 2's next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.